There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
And welcome to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have a great show lined up for you today. Welcome to people across the state of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Gadsden, Birmingham, Russellville, Athens, and areas in between. Glad you can join me today. If you go to my Facebook throughout the week, I try to encourage and try to educate and help people throughout the week to motivate them. And if you'll go to the Facebook page, The Mark White Show, you can follow me throughout the week. Of course, I get a shot during the week to get to talk to you, and I wait and anxiously for my opportunity on the weekend to get to share a message with you. And today we're going to talk about 22 Won't Do. We have Kylie Henry with us at that event September 22nd. We have with us Kerry Gilbert, musician, and Aaron Andrews, a buddy of mine from over in Scottsboro. He's currently a senior at UAH, college student. And we're going to have Catherine Saltz and David Lopez joining us during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Wheels for Abigail is the fundraiser. They're trying to raise money for a wheelchair accessible van. Right now, we're going to talk to Kylie Henry. Welcome to the program, Kylie.
Thank you.
Now, if you would, tell us about 22 Won't Do. Talk about, I know we've got an event September 22nd, but talk about the bigger picture of 22 Won't Do and what's the force behind it.
22 Won't Do is a veteran suicide awareness event. On average, 22 veterans a day commit suicide. Alabama has the highest rate at 26 a day on average. Our goal here is to have as many people as we can to come out and show their support for our veterans. So those people see that picture or see the video of everybody out there for them, they know that we actually care. There are people here that care, and they want to listen to them, and they want to know their stories, and it's a safe place for them.
So it's an opportunity for people to connect there as well and find like-minded people who are going through similar situations. You said it's a very emotional event when we were talking. Tell us about that and your previous experience with 22 Won't Do event.
For us, it's very emotional because people come out and they start sharing their stories. They share their stories of how they've lost loved ones and they didn't know their loved ones were struggling, because they're not wearing a shirt that says, "I'm struggling, I need help." They're not doing that. They've gone over there, they've seen things, and they a lot of times feel that there is no one that understands what they're going through. You know, a lot of them don't want to go through the VA and places like that because they end up talking to someone that's 22 or 24 years old right out of college and talking to them about their problems. Well, they've never been deployed. They don't know what they're going through. So we have veterans that come out for the purpose of just sitting and talking to people that want to be talked to.
That's great. And I know I've had Bearded Warriors come on my program before, and they do a great job as well across North Alabama to connect veterans and those who are suffering from PTSD. And of course, it's a real thing. And those who don't understand what PTSD is or what it does, you know, it's one of those things that unless you have it, you know, you wouldn't understand it. And so as a former police officer, I would encounter those who were former military that suffered and struggled from PTSD. And of course, they need that support and they need people to rally around them because they do feel alone. And
right.
What 22 Won't Do, from what I understand, is bringing these folks together to let them know that there are people and resources that are out there. Can you talk a little bit about what you have seen as far as resources that are available for those that have served?
When we're down there, we have people from local veterans groups. They do come down. They do set up tables to hand out information if people want them. You know, part of the proceeds go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and it's the local chapter. So the money stays here. The money stays here for us and for A Smile for Troops. And it's just a way to get them thinking that there is somebody out there that wants to listen to them. They may not come, those people that need help, but I know a couple of times in the past they've shown up. You know, they see it that morning. Channel 19 is usually there and they're doing their morning spots, and they'll cut in every so often. I've had people say that they came down there because they saw it on Channel 19 and they felt like they needed to be there. They felt like they were being pulled to be there, to be surrounded by those people. You know, the hugs are amazing from the people that are like, "I can't believe y'all are doing this. You know, this means a lot to us." So it's really emotional, but we don't try to turn it into a health fair for them. You know, we don't do that.
Right.
This is more of just, we want to show our support. So the more people that are there, the more support they see that people want to give them.
Speaking of support, I know that you've helped the Thin Line group across North Alabama, and then of course now with 22 Won't Do. Tell me about your passion and what drives you to be a part of these efforts.
When I was married, my ex-husband was deployed, and I would send him care packages, and he would say, "You're sending me so much, and I'm going to give it to people that aren't getting anything." And I could not even wrap my head around that there were people over there whose families were not supportive of what they were doing and were not sending them anything. So then that project started growing and got bigger. 22 Won't Do came because I kept seeing the 22 push-up challenge on Facebook. I mean, everybody was doing it. Movie stars, musicians, everybody was doing this. And that's what, I'm like, you know, Huntsville can do that, but we can do it so much bigger because, oh my gosh, it's Huntsville. You know, we have all these veterans here. We have the Veterans Memorial. We have Redstone Arsenal. And so that's where this kind of came from. I went to see a friend of mine who always is supportive. I'm like, John, I want to do this, and I want to do it as a fundraiser. And he's like, okay, let's do it. So our goal here is to have, you know, that many people down there doing push-ups, but they don't have to do push-ups. They can do sit-ups, squats, jumping jacks, planks. You can smile. If it's legal, you can do it. You know, I'm okay. Whatever okay. You want to do. But this is just taking the 22 push-up challenge and making it even bigger. I've always worked. My dad was John Kinzer, and he started HEMC in Huntsville. So I've always been around just police, fire, EMS, always been around those people. And you just come to know that those people are a family. And it wasn't until I married into the military that I understood that that was a family too. It's a different kind of family, but it's still right. A family. So when one of you's hurting, everybody's hurting. You know, we've all know someone that's been affected by cancer. We all know someone that's been affected by a car wreck or, you know, terrible things. But we don't realize how many people right now are hurting and struggling with depression and PTSD because they don't talk about it. Other things you talk about. This you don't talk about. There's nothing to be ashamed of here. Go talk to somebody. There are people that want to listen. No, you don't have to go to the doctors and get the prescriptions and all that. Go to your local VA. Go talk to those guys. Those guys are 70, 80, 90 years old, and they want to learn about what you're seeing over there compared to what they saw over there. They'll sit there and talk to you, and it's like one of my friends said, it's like a shot in the arm. You know, you go there and you just leave there feeling better because you see what these guys went through, and they've lived to be 70, 80, 90 years old. So your story is not over yet.
Right.
Tell it to people. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we want them to understand. There are people that were coming down there. They want to hear you. They want to support you.
And it's a good opportunity to mention, this past week I was at a fundraiser for Forever Young Senior Veterans of Alabama, and you do encounter those World War II veterans, Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans, and they do want to share and they do want to connect. They formed that group and they have that camaraderie. One of the things about people who serve, whether it's in law enforcement, military, paramedics, firefighters, all those folks, dispatchers, those who serve our communities, one thing about them is they want to serve. They don't necessarily want to be served.
Right.
And that's the hurdle that, you know, somebody that's of service, their mindset is of service to others, not
right.
being served themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that people who are listening might have to overcome, is that it's okay to be served yourself. You become a better, stronger person when you allow yourself to be served so that you can be better for others through
right.
service.
Exactly.
And it's a chain reaction.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather is 98 years old, Purple Heart recipient, and he doesn't like to get out and talk to people, but, you know, if you stumble by his house and talk to him a little bit, he'll tell you his stories. And he's got great stories. I mean, I would love to sit down and record him one day, but
you really need to. I'd love to stumble by his house, so I may get the address and stumble by there.
If you can catch him in a good mood, he'll sit and talk to you. But at 98 years old, you're ornery. You mean you are. And he's still living at home.
We have Cora in studio with us, and she's playing with microphones. But, Of course, I'm talking to Kylie Henry about 22 Won't Do. This event takes place on Saturday, September 22nd. It's from 8 to 10 a.m. It's a $22 entry fee. The goal is 2,222 participants.
Right.
And they'll welcome many more than that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't see the theme, it's 22 Won't Do, September 22nd, $22 entry fee, 22 push-ups, 2,200 people.
So that was all on purpose.
Oh, it's all on purpose. Oh, my gosh, you know.
And the proceeds to benefit the local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and A Smile for Troops. So tell us a little bit about Smile for Troops and the local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention before we go.
A Smile for Troops, we send care packages to deployed soldiers. We've been doing that since 2008. You know, when we get addresses, it gets harder to get addresses now. I think people forget that there are still people deployed. A lot of people forget. And my kid's dad, he's over there right now. So, I mean, it does affect people. There's probably people that you know all the time that are deployed, but once it was said, well, we're bringing all of our troops out of Iraq, okay, but they're still in Afghanistan. They're still over there. And
right.
People forget. They really forget. And, you know, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, they do a local walk here. Carrie, she's amazing. They do an Out of the Darkness walk where they all get together and they walk for the loved ones they've lost.
And that'll be in October.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So.
Yes, I've had them on the program as well, and I do try to bring attention. And I'm looking at your T-shirt, and it's 1-800-273-8255 is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And we have been talking to Kylie Henry with 22 Won't Do event, which is taking place September 22nd from 8 to 10 a.m. there at the Space and Rocket Center. I hope that you'll have a huge turnout.
Us too.
I'll plan to be there myself.
Great.
And looking forward to that. And thank you for joining me this morning, Kylie.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Kylie Henry. I hope you will go to the Facebook page 22 Won't Do and find out more information about this particular event. When we come back, we're going to have my friend Carrie Gilbert joining us. I hope you'll hang in here with me. This is the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity. Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Spring is here, and Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville has teamed up with Husqvarna Power Products to make quick work of your landscaping challenges. How about 20% off of a Husqvarna commercial fleet deal or special early season buys on tractors and trimmers, plus 0% financing for up to 48 months. And at Greens, we service what we sell. Greens Dependable Hardware in Husqvarna gives you the power to work and the power to save. Greens Dependable Hardware, Russellville, Alabama, 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011. And a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now, we have my buddy Kerry Gilbert has come all the way from Russellville, Alabama, and Shane is listening outside. Thank you, Shane, for bringing him. Kerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. It's a privilege and an honor to be here.
Well, I'm sure glad that you can be here. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit. I saw you the other day at Green's Dependable, and you had your big hat on, and you brought it today.
Actually, I bought it that day.
Okay, that was the day you bought it. Okay.
Yeah, $24.95.
It's a big hat.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, you sure did. There's a lot of straw there.
Yes, a lot of coverage from the sun with that big hat, I tell
That's
you.
That's perfect.
It's a 20-gallon hat, I guess you'd say.
Well, and, you know, I saw you down there at Green's Dependable, as I said, and one of the things that I've known about you is being a musician. You're well-known through the Kerry Gilbert Band, the KGB, and you've performed across North Alabama in different places, and people know your name and recognize your name, and they also know, you know, some of the health issues that you had as well and have. Tell us about the early musical inclination that you had, the desire to be a musician.
Well, from a very young age, as far back as I can remember, I loved singing harmony. I gained an ear for harmony singing in the church with, of course, a cappella singing. And I remember as a child, as 3, 4, 5 years old, riding in the back seat of Mom and Dad's car singing along to the Oak Ridge Boys and Statler Brothers 8-track tapes, you know.
Right.
And wasn't long till I was already singing bass. And I would try to emulate Richard Sturban and those guys that sang bass, J.D.
Right.
Sumner. And I became a bass singer and sang through high school. And
right. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Russell.
Okay, went to Russell.
Sure. And I did finish. And
congratulations. April, my wife, did too. So y'all are 2 for 2.
Yes.
I know of at least 2. No, I'll say 3 graduates from Russellville.
But anyway, I sang through high school. And while in high school, 2 or 3 other guys and myself put together a quartet and sang for school programs. And then after we graduated in 85, we put together a Mountain Breeze quartet and played regionally for about 6 years there, and had a good run with it, and just had a big time with it. But then when Mountain Breeze was no more, I continued on in the music business and put together the KGB, and we started up over in Russia and ended up in Russellville. Alabama. So we were huge over there, you know, at one time.
Right, yeah.
But had to start
You
over.
Had other work that you had to do
yes,
on, the,
we had,
side,
on the
right?
side,
other than
yeah.
music.
Yeah, yeah, we were very secretive, so. But anyway, I've been fortunate to have some of the best musicians to play with me through the years. And it's 33 years now I've been singing professionally. And I want to give a shout out to my band members. Without them, I can't do what I do.
Right.
Shane Goodson, Mitchell Curtis, Randy Kimbrough, Alyssa Ashley, Hugh Banks, and myself. There's six of us. Is that six members?
I think that okay. was six.
But anyway, math's not
You're the one
forte.
That graduated. I didn't tell you if I did or not.
I did not pass math, though. Somehow I finished up in typing or something to get my credit.
They gave you a certificate yeah. for the math.
Yeah, they did.
Certificate of completion.
Yeah, let's get rid of it. But anyway, we're very fortunate to have been a regular at the Roxy Theater downtown Russellville. That's our home, if you will. We've been playing every second Saturday night there at the Roxy for 10 years, and we really have a good time there.
I believe
the
Greens Dependable tries to help with that
yes, they
on a monthly basis for
yes,
the event.
Yes, I sure appreciate Doug and Becky for sponsoring the show, and if you'd like to sponsor the show, if you're out there listening, just look me up on Facebook, and I'll be glad to talk with you about that. It's a family show. It's a live musical show, and we have special guests on the show. And then my band plays a couple of sets, 7 to 9 p.m. every second Saturday. Now, we have a really special guest coming up September the 8th on our show. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, music living legend Spooner Odom.
Wow.
Is going to be our guest, and we're looking forward to that. He is a... known throughout the world, you know, as we all know, Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday.
Right.
He played on her first hits, you know, recorded at Fame Studio, and he came up with the riff on Never Loved a Man, you know, that's him on the keyboards. He played on When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge, but he's a living legend. We're excited about having Spooner on the show September 8th, downtown
and
Russellville.
And that's 7 to 9.
At the
Roxy.
Yes, at the Roxy.
And that's a nice place, nice venue to have a concert.
It really is. The Roxy's dear to my heart. Personally, I have a connection with it. My mom and my dad, they met there on their first date. It was a blind date, and they met there. And I guess it was in 55 they were married. And then 11 years later, I came along. But yeah, and I saw my first movie there, Gone with the Wind. I never will forget it. And at an early age of 9 years old, I had a big interest in the war between the states history. It may have stemmed from seeing Gone with the Wind, you know.
Right.
But that is a special place. They do have a lot of events there throughout the year. And ours is a regular show every month. And the Arts Council does a fine job keeping the Roxy doors open, and we're honored to play there. It's a big, big thrill for us. So.
And switching gears just a little bit, Kerry, I know you have cancer, health issues that you've had, and you've had a lot of support from the community, you know, in the past. And I recall very well when you were in the hospital and you were struggling. We almost lost you.
Yes.
If you would just talk about that, because I know there's people out there that have been diagnosed with cancer that are struggling right now that need that encouragement from somebody who's going through it, has gone through it.
Yes. August of 2013, 5 years ago, almost to the date, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Initially, they diagnosed me with pancreatic cancer at Florence and told me I had less than a year to live with treatment. And the doctor actually told my family that he needs to get his affairs in order.
Mm.
So that didn't settle well with us. So we wanted a second opinion, and we went to Vanderbilt, and I found a great oncologist up there. They did the scan and found that it was a pancreatic cancer. The tumor was pretty huge, about the size of a softball on my pancreas. Had my bile duct completely blocked, and of course that's why I discovered I was jaundiced, because of that. That's how I knew I was sick, and plus I was a lot of other symptoms, you know, very unpleasant. But we went there, and then about a month later I started chemo treatments at Vanderbilt, and I wanted to tell that doctor, you know. He said, well, what you have is not curable. And he may be right, you know, but he said it's treatable. I said, well, let's get busy. I said, I know my Savior, my God, can do anything he wants to. I said, let's get busy. So I've been fighting it. Now, I went into remission on my late mother's birthday, January 31st of 2014, after 4 months of chemo. And then about a year and a half later, it returned, and I'm still struggling with it back in 15. So it's almost 3 years it's been here with me. And I'm doing immunotherapy treatments right now, daily. And that's self-medication, you know, with drugs. And so, you know, I'm just blessed to be here and very thankful for all the prayers. And I firmly believe that that's why I'm still here, is everyone's prayers and the faith that I have in God carries me through from day to day. And I want to encourage everyone out there that has cancer to not give up, to continue on. And, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, nothing in life is easy. Everybody has their trials and tribulations and troubles. You know, mine happens to be cancer right now. So,
you know, there's another young man in Hartsell. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's up at St. Jude. I've posted about him. I'll get you his information, too. You can maybe reach out,
you
know, to the
family
as well.
I'd love that. You know, I've been blessed to have received phone calls from all over the world, Sweden, Paris, and during my struggles. But it's also been a blessing to receive calls from others who are fighting cancer. And I receive a great deal of encouragement from that. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to pray with somebody over the phone, total stranger, you know. And that seems to lift both of our spirits. And I'm very thankful for thousands of friends who have come together to benefit me and my medical bills, since I don't have insurance. And it's an ongoing monthly thing I have to do, you know. And
sure.
It's not cheap, but I haven't missed a meal. And give God the praise and credit for that, you know.
Well, you know, we're trying to pull something together, and we'll have more information as we get closer, but we want to try to do a benefit that helps you out, you know, because you've helped a lot of people yourself, and through your music. I know that is a huge benefit to people in a time of struggle, is music. Music can do something to you, and you can't quite explain it. But music can touch you in a way that other things can't.
You really can. It's a direct link to our heart, our soul, you know. And it can move you in different ways. And personally, you know, a great sign, the mark of a great song is if I'm singing it and it moves me to tears. And there are several songs that I do perform that do that. I'm a sentimental type person, and I listen to the song lyrics and I take them to heart, you know. And in our show, we always do a gospel song or two, and we'll usually do it a cappella, you know. And that seems to be a great encouragement to not only us, but to the listeners out there. And we want to use the stage as a platform to try to encourage people to get their lives right. You know, I never, through the years, Mark, I never did that. And that's one of my regrets. Until I got sick 5 years ago, I never really talk to people on stage from the stage about Jesus, and I regret that. And you know, it's something I should have been doing for 33 years.
But you're doing it now.
I'm doing it now, and that's what matters, I suppose. And anyway, it's a blessing to be able to communicate with people through my music, you know. And
well, and Kerry, I want to say I appreciate you and appreciate, you know, what you've done as a musician. I know that you were a UPS driver for a while, that you did that, and then headed for the music business, and that's what you've been doing since then.
Actually, I started the music business right out of high school before UPS came along, and I worked my way through college working part-time at UPS, so I stayed there after got my education degree, and carried my music right along all the way through, you know, and I was at UPS 20 years, and I've been gone from there now 10 years. And
it flies, doesn't it?
It really does. I met a lot of wonderful people through UPS, you know, daily encounters with people. I met lots of people, and that was a good ride for me, you know, a good thing. I guess you could say I'm pretty pleased with my life right now, even though I am struggling. I'm pleased because of the relationships that I encounter and the encouragement I get from people and the prayers that people tell me they pray for me, you know, every day. And that's, of course, before I was sick, I never experienced that.
Right.
But to know people are praying for you is a wonderful thing.
Well, and we'll continue to pray for you and look forward to hearing good things from you, Kerry. And
thank you.
Look forward to seeing you in Russellville at Greens Dependable some
yeah,
more when
I'd
we're
love
down
to
there.
See you down there. I'll even sell you one of these hats.
All right.
Hey, I'll sell you that one there, $26.95.
I'm not sure the cab of my vehicle would fit.
I strapped it down to the top of the truck. But no, actually, if you're out there and listening, the KGB will be at the Watermelon Festival downtown Russellville Saturday evening.
Excellent.
That's tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. And if you're out about around Shiloh National Battlefield next Saturday, we're going to be playing on the battlefield. That's a first for me. I used to reenact the war between the states, but never got to play music on the battlefield in the KGB element. I've sat around campfires on battlefields from here to Virginia, but doing period old songs,
right,
you know, from the 1850s and 60s. But this is a first, getting to play our KGB music on a battlefield at Shiloh. We're opening for Derek St. Thomas, who was lead singer for Ted Nugent's band, you know, of Cat Scratch Fever fame,
right,
from back in the 70s. But anyway, that's coming up next Saturday, the 25th. It's a free concert. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets and so forth. And it starts around 5 p.m. at Shiloh Battlefield.
And folks that are listening today, which is Friday, the Watermelon Festival's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Those
yes.
who are listening Saturday, there's people who are listening Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
So they'll have time, 5 o'clock in
that
Russell
evening,
for the Watermelon Festival, so you can go hear the KGB. Thank you for joining me this morning, Kerry.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me. It's been fun. It's
hey,
been
I appreciate it.
Call me anytime.
I sure will. And you've been listening to Kerry Gilbert. And coming up, we're going to have my friend Aaron Andrews joining us. I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kenita. Call Kenita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kenita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kenita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by Kubota. USA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Loving it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you are facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now I have with me my buddy, Aaron Andrews, joining us. Welcome to the program, Aaron.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark.
You are a senior in college.
That's right.
Right?
A 40-year-old senior.
So you went back to college. Tell us about how that happened. I know you served in the Air Force, and you can tell us about that and leading to today.
Yeah. So I started college the first time in 1996 at UNA. Thought I wanted to be a band director, and I really didn't give it enough commitment and time. I was 18 years old, a little taste of freedom for the first time, and that went to my head, and I wasn't responsible enough. Changed my major 3 or 4 times, transferred to Alabama. I was at Alabama for a year and a half, and my last semester of college, I had Fs and Ds. I had one B. It was in juvenile delinquency. Of
congratulations
all
on that. Yeah.
Thank you. I took a semester off, and my dad got frustrated with me and said, "You need to talk to a recruiter." And so then I joined the Air Force, and it was one of the best things I did. Got out of the Air Force, and for a while I didn't go back to school. And a lot of it was because I was afraid, particularly in the last 10 years, well, I don't be able to keep up with these young 18, 19, 20-year-old college students.
Right.
That my brain is older now, and I can't remember, the match of my socks in the morning. But going back, it has been really a blessing to go back, and I'm doing pretty well. I talked to my my academic advisor about this very thing and told her I was concerned about coming back and if I could keep up. And she said, that's very common. She said, we actually find that most folks who have they went to college for a few years, it didn't work out, 10, 20 years later go back to college, do very well because they understand the stakes that are involved. And they understand that what life is about, and they've been down that road, the road of hard knocks.
Speaking of the stakes, why did you choose to go back to college, Aaron?
Well, I wanted to provide a better future for my family. Today, a college degree is very important for a lot of people. It's harder to earn a living and only have one job without a college degree. A lot of us without college degrees have to work 2-3 jobs,
right?
And also to provide some retirement, have a retirement when it comes down to that. So turning 40, it was a transition time. I need to do something differently to be able to provide that.
What would you say to somebody who may be on the fence about going back to college? Maybe they're a little older. Maybe they're in the 20s. They started as an 18 or 19 year old, jumped out into the workforce, but they're making that decision maybe to get back into college. What would you tell them?
Go for it. Do it. And if you're struggling with how to pay for it, military is a very good resource to use. I tell young people who aren't sure they want to go to college, aren't sure what they want to major in, is to spend a few years in the military, join the Air Force or something like that. And they'll pay for college. There are actually programs where you can actually, they'll send you to college, and that's your job. And that works very well. And that's, of course, what I'm doing now. The military is paying for all my education right
now.
That's
great. And you're a senior, and you have a son that's is a freshman now at Auburn. And he's not listening because I saw his schedule. He'll be listening
yeah,
later.
He's at band camp right now.
He's at band camp. Yeah. So congratulations to Joshua Andrews. He's a member of the Auburn band now. And know he's going to do well. He's a sharp student, graduated from Scottsboro High School. And I know you're proud as a dad.
I am. I want him to go to UAH, but I think he has some fear about, my dad and being on campus too and having to carpool together and...
You wouldn't embarrass him, would you?
Krampus style.
No. Well, Aaron, I've told you we've got a caller coming up here in just a minute during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and what we're going to talk about is a wheelchair accessible van fundraiser. Seems like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And of course, Laura, she needed a wheelchair accessible van, and people came together in a big way several years ago to get the van for her. And this family from Tampa, Florida is needing this now, and it's Wheels for Abigail. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Wheels for Abigail. We're going to have Catherine Saltz and David Lopez, who actually is helping to organize this fundraiser. They're 2/3 of the way there. So they can feel it,
Yeah.
And I think they've got some exciting news to share with us.
Great.
So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a well of a water bill or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181 or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A+ member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and right now we are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and on the line with me, I have Catherine Saltz and David Lopez. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, this effort is for Wheels for Abigail is what you've called it, and the Facebook page is Wheels for Abigail. If you would, David, tell us about how you got started with this fundraiser to help the Saltz family.
For many years, I've known Jared since he was a teenager, and got a chance to meet him early on then. And then Jared and Catherine moved here to this area a few years ago, and we knew them when Abigail was born, and they moved here. Catherine was about a year after she was born, or close to that.
Yeah.
So we moved to this area, and so we've known them and their family for quite a long time, and we found I knew about this possible need with Abigail's situation. If you've been following on Facebook,
sure.
And on GoFundMe, the SMA disease that she has, and I told Jared I'd love to be able to help, and when the time came, and so. That's how it kind of got started on my end, to kind of send out when this need was going to occur, because we didn't know it was coming for a while.
And I appreciate people like yourself that are willing to step up and help families. And Catherine, you have connections with Alabama, and of course this is an Alabama dedicated show. So tell us your connections to Alabama people, Catherine.
Well, I grew up in the Oxford-Anderson area until I went to college. My dad is Dennis Craig, and he grew up in Athens, Alabama, and I have a lot of extended family up there. My sister Rebecca currently lives in Athens, Alabama, and she works at the CEI bookstore up there. My husband also grew up in Alabama. He grew up in the Coleman and Gadsden areas.
And we've got listeners in Gadsden as well, and I know that you probably have some family members listening today. If you would, just tell us your thoughts on David and how this fundraiser has gone and the impact it's having on your family right now.
Oh, it means so much. It's amazing how many people have just shown so much support for us, and just how quickly the fundraiser took off. It was just amazing to us that David wanted to do this for us, and even Abigail and my other daughter Hadassah, they're really excited about it too. That they understand that she won't be able to put her power chair in the van that we have now, and it means a lot to them too that so many people are wanting to help her with that, and even people that we don't know.
Right.
There's been a lot of people we don't know who have donated to this cause or shared it with their friends, because our friends shared it with them, and it spread really quickly.
Speaking of spreading, David, would you like to spread a little surprise to the family for today for the show? We're about to close out, but I want you to be able to tell the family about it.
Yeah, I would, and Catherine doesn't know about this, nor does Jared, but I got a call last night, and an anonymous donor wants to match up to $7,500 in donations, and to want to be able to encourage more people. We've kind of stalled out a little bit on the donations,
right?
But I was so excited to hear that, have that phone call last night. And they want to be able to match. So through September 1st, we'll make the announcement here first, and we'll put some information on Facebook and on GoFundMe. That anonymous donor wants to match anybody who gives. So if you give $100 today, it'll be $200. If you give $200, it'll be $400, all the way up to a $7,500 matching donation.
That's definitely a shot in the arm. Where are y'all at the fundraiser right now? The goal is $60,000?
So the goal is $60,000 right now. We're at $45,630, which is in 16 days. And that's been raised by over 437 people.
Great.
It's really a big part of this is there's so many people that have donated.
Cool.
So the goal is there. Although I will tell you from my perspective and not from Catherine and Jared's ask, there are so many more expenses that
sure.
go into this. And we are more, we hope that we are able to push past this number.
Yes.
and be able to help out with some other things that definitely are there.
Yes, and I would like to encourage people to go to Wheels for Abigail and follow this, the GoFundMe, and everything that goes with it. And thank y'all so much for joining the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I hope folks who have been listening will join me next week on The Mark White Show. You have been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett syndrome. Tables and seats are now available and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl power to cure.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
This time of year, you need to get, you know, make sure your air conditioner is working good, make sure it's charged up good. This time of year, two people start thinking about baseball season, going on vacation and stuff, do a lot of traveling. That's when you want to make sure your tires are good, your brakes are good, things like that. And it's no charge to ever check anything like that. Run it by any time. We can take a look at them or whatever. So it's a good time to get everything checked out.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see watch.